Let's get the reactions now of Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning.
Morning, Paul.
So the future is a price hike. They'll no doubt say this is about investment. Is this too much? Was this expected?
Yes, it was expected, because, of course, it's based on the inflation figures that come out in July. And is it too much? Yes, it is. There's two reasons why it's too much, and we're not happy about this. The first is that it's there's two inflation figures that you can use. There's the higher one, RPI, and the lower one, CPI. Guess which one they base their rail fare in?
The lower one.
The higher rate of inflation. So, you know, what this means is that rail fares are just going up in real terms. So they're taking an ever, ever larger chunk out of people's income. And then you add to that the fact that we've got a pay freeze in the public sector and many other people are not enjoying a 3.4% pay rise this year.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's really unfair. And the other reason is this. It's compared to motorists. So we've had for the nth year on the trot now a freeze on fuel duty for motorists. So why is the government being so unfair on rail passengers while giving a price freeze to motorists? It's just not on.
It's going to be very hard for people. You mentioned the wage freezes. We've had freezes for up to 7 years now. Rail fares are often, and travelling expenses are the single biggest expense for many people. This is going to break some people. It's going to make them not able to travel.
Well, again, it also sort of, you know, affects the value of working. If you work 9 to 5 and all that money goes on your season ticket, it seems, well, why do I bother? You know, it's hard on the poor old rail passenger. And we have the highest fares in Europe. You go to France or Germany or any other European country and look at the rail fares, they're cheaper than ours.
And the thing is, Bruce, we keep on being told by this government and that we have to not be on the roads. We have to not use our cars, we have to use public transport, but it's becoming prohibitive.
Well, indeed, what sort of message is the government saying? You know, they claimed a while back to be the greenest government ever, but it seems that they're doing their damnedest to price people off the railways and get us back to onto our ever congested roads.
Well, they've given people from 25 to 30 now rail cards, so I suppose they might say that actually they are giving some encouragement and some reduction for people.
Yeah, of course. They're giving with one hand and taking with the other, I suppose. So, yeah, that's kind of fair enough. But, of course, the devil will be in the detail. And I don't know, you know, what practical difference that's going to make to, you know, to people in that age bracket, whether they're going to start using the trains or just save a tiny bit of money. I don't know. But the story remains the same. It's bashed the poor old rail traveller and price freezes for motorists.
Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Bruce Williamson there from the campaign group Rail Future, talking about that breaking news on the show this morning. Rail fares had a rise by an average of 3.4%. The increase covers both regulated fares, season tickets, for example, and unregulated fares, such as your off-peak leisure tickets. It's Talk Radio. It's 8:58.